Hello, 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 from wherever you are, morning, AM, PM, I don't know. But anyway, welcome to Creating Impactful Legacy. It's Mary Lynn Harris here of Heart from Heart of Work. And today my guest is Tara. I'm not even going to try her last name, but I'll let her introduce herself in a moment. But I just wanted to say thank you for tuning in and please subscribe to my show on YouTube. I appreciate that. And like and share. Yeah, that's be another kind act just doing that, like and share. So Tara, welcome to the show. And I'm just going to let you introduce yourself. And I'd also like you to tell us, how did you get started doing what you're doing?
Sure. Thank you so much, Mary Lynn. I appreciate it. I am Tara Eusebi, the founder and chief blesser of Bless, and also the Bless Life Architect, which is my most recent heart project that I've started. So with regard to Bless, it was, back in 2017 that I was asked a question that would change everything for me. And the question was, what is your passion? What is it that you ultimately want to do? And at that moment, when I was asked that question, I was working in corporate America. I had attained a management position. I was making more money than I had ever made in my life and feeling as unfulfilled as ever. I mean, I just knew there's something more to this than this. There's got to be something more. And so when that question came, without hesitation, I answered and said, you know what? If I could do anything, I would just go bless people. And I started to name all the people that I would go and help if I didn't have to go to work that day. And then I went off to work that day, but something happened on the inside of me, and that passion and that vision and everything that Bless was going to start to become and that even will be in the future started to grow on the inside of me. And, you know, at first I remember thinking, yeah, what are you going to do with that? Like, this is just, you know, people are going to think you're crazy, and some may still think I'm crazy, and I'm quite all right with that.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I've learned that unless you do unconventional things, you won't get unconventional results. And I definitely like to break outside of the box and do things different than anybody else. So it would be just some months later, and I would actually resign, submit my resignation notice to my job, and make my pivot to my passion to pursue Bless in a further way and really get it to become what it's supposed to be, at least right now at the start, which is a mobile application for all humanity. People all over the globe have downloaded Bless and can download the app for free. It's a free gift. It's the purest platform you're going to find on social media. There are no ads to distract from its purpose and content. It literally is a free gift, and we don't do any data collection. You heard me.
Yeah.
No data collection. Why? Because this is for people to benefit humanity and to unite humanity, to bring people together, to help one another in every part of the world. This isn't a money-making scheme for me or anyone else. This is really a heart project for me, and it's my passion. And so through Bless, you can share needs of any kind, and we all have them.
Yeah.
We're teaching people that need doesn't make you needy. It makes you human. And so these are some of the ways that we're really looking to retrain humanity and help them to understand we need to get back to who we really are. We need each other. We're stronger together. All of these things that are so important. So you can not only share your needs, but you can also offer help to one another, which I totally love because I'm all about helping people. So I can jump on my app at any time and I can say, hey, I've got a few hours on Friday. If you need a helping hand or whatever it is, I want to help you, and then see who responds and reaches out to me for that assistance. It could be items that I want to bless somebody with. And we're really working to teach people to give on purpose, with purpose, to change lives and impact generations instead of just looking to get rid of things. Sometimes we do need to get rid of, and that's okay. But through Bless, we really want to meet needs with intention because it is so impactful. So that's how I got started and what Bless is in like a super quick but kind of long-winded nutshell.
Right. So when you mentioned that it's not a profit entity, so how do you how do you think it's going to be supported, just by everybody sharing it and using it?
Well, you know what? For the past 3.5 years, I have supported and take care of everything for Bless, because I never want to put pressure on people. Mm-hmm. Bless is what it does. It's a free gift. What's happened, though, Mary Lynn, is through the years, people have, you know, seen what we're doing. They see the work that we're doing. And we do have people that do enjoy blessing Bless financially on the monthly. They can do that through Bless Supply. And Bless is also a for-profit company. So there are some things in the future that I see on how we will begin to generate some revenue streams. But again, it's going to be unconventional. It's not going to be to harm people. It's going to be to help people. And it's not going to be, it's going to be so transparent that people will welcome it. So these are different things that are kind of in process where I do see this happening. But for the past 3+ years, this has just been a pure gift that is sustained without any kind of obligation on humanity to help it go.
Interesting.
So, and amazing, right?
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, you quit your job to start Bless, and you're giving it away for free. And some future, so obviously, you know, you've been self-supporting it. But so what are some of the stories that you've had people share about?
Oh, my gosh. There are so many, like, honestly. So, I mean, we have blessing after blessing that have taken place through the app. You can also hop on there and just look in the blessings feed and really see what's been going on through the app. But I will share some really great ones. And so, but I love to share actually the first need that I personally shared through the app when we launched back in 2019. It was March 25th, 2019. And there was someone that I knew, a single mom, 4 kids. And I had reached out to her just to check in on her to see how she was doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she wrote me back and she said, you know, Tara, she's like, my children don't have beds. 3 out of my 4 kids have nothing to sleep on. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is insanity. There are people all around me that probably have extra mattresses that we could bless this woman with. So I asked her, you know, would it be okay if I share your need on Bless? Because see, sometimes people are hesitant, you know, they're embarrassed, whatever, but they always share with someone. Right. And if you can't help them, then help facilitate the meeting of the need. So I shared her need on Bless. And this again was when we had first launched. Within one week, I was delivering mattresses to this mama and her babies, and tears streaming down her face with gratitude. The kids couldn't even wait to get on those mattresses. You could just see the joy in their hearts, knowing they'd have a place to lay their head that night, you know? So this is just one example of so many on how we're making an impact. And I never realized in the beginning, I did not realize how much this would impact children. But it really is impacting generations. I mean, we're changing lives and impacting generations. It's really a global revolution that we have going on where we're making kindness common. That's what we're doing. We're making it common. We want it to be more common than all the negative. We're working to make kindness common for sure.
Right. Yeah. And as you know, that's my thing is it's always about kindness. Somebody says, what's a CKEL? And I says, a chief kindness officer.
Oh, I love it.
What's that's cool. But what is it? I says, I facilitate kindness. Oh. And then it just dropped, you know, it's like, you know, so somewhere in that transaction, I've lost them. Or it could be, you know, the guy that published all those Random Acts of Kindness books and things like that. I know him personally. And he told me how he got people to share the stories so he could publish the books. He's not doing it anymore, but to him, it was amazing how many people had stories to share of receiving a gift. And then you ask them, okay, what did you give? And I'm not saying anything. I don't give. And it's, well, if you're not giving, how are the people giving you? You know, so it's got to be reciprocal. So in that case, Tara, with Bless, are people willing to share that they're giving? Obviously, somebody's been giving to give the mattresses to the gal that really needed them. but was too scared to ask or embarrassed, you know.
You know what's so cool is we're teaching people that very thing, that, you know, on Bless, you're going to have an array of people. You're going to have people that are really well off and just love to give and bless right. others. And they have a hard time asking for help. Right. So we right. want to train them, including myself, to share those needs because we all have needs. And yeah. just like you asked at the beginning of the broadcast, like my show, share it and subscribe. That's a need. That's yeah. legit. That can make an impact, right? Right. And so we're encouraging people not just to give, but to also share needs. And then when we right. have people that maybe are just perpetually asking for help,
right?
We get in there. There's myself, and then I've got a team of Bless ambassadors that have begun to pop up throughout the world, really, who yeah. have said, I have the same heart as you. I love my community. I want to help people, and I want to use Bless by which to do this. And so they've become Bless ambassadors.
Right.
They help share this mission and vision. They use the app, and they help cultivate the culture that we're creating on Bless and really reaching out to people that maybe are just asking for help continually and encouraging them by saying, you know what? We all have something to give. It could yeah. be a listening ear, a helping hand. So recently, this is a really cool story. So recently, there was a desperate need shared on Bless. We also have a system in place called Vouch for Me, which is very important because okay. this helps build trust. Okay. Right. So every person that gets on Bless is encouraged to use Vouch for Me so that they can get people's, like, basically people have mm-hmm. vouched for them, telling people that they're legit. They're the real deal, right?
Right.
So the more people that vouch for you through Bless, the better. This helps people to see that this isn't a scam. So we recommend right. that of everyone. Well, this desperate need was shared. She hadn't had anyone vouch for her. And it was on my heart to reach out and right. say, can I connect with you? I want to hear more of your story.
Right.
So we did talk to her for more than 30 minutes to hear. Right. I want to get a sense, like, is this legit? Basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it really moved me and I knew it was legit. And in our conversation, I told her, I said, I know you are in a desperate state, but we all have something to give. So I want to encourage you, even in the midst of this desperate need,
right?
Think of what you might have to give.
Yeah.
And you know what she did, Mary Lynn? This just blessed my socks off. She got in there and offered to meet the need of another. She can draw really well.
Yeah.
She said, if you need a drawing of anything, let me know. This mm-hmm. is what I love to do. And that was her offer to meet a need.
Yeah.
This is exactly what right. I'm talking about. This is shifting the way people think, because you can be in such a state of need that you can't even see your way out of it. It just right. has a tendency to consume you. But if you can get people to turn and think a little bit differently and look outside of themselves for a moment, just right. to bless somebody. So, I mean, this was awesome. So I had it on my heart to share her need further, and I right. did. And people reached out and started giving her financial gifts to help.
Yep.
And then I reached out for that meet a need. I said, I would like a drawing. I want you to draw, because she was so overloaded by perfect strangers
right.
reaching out to bless her financially, right. her and her little children. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want you to draw me a picture of how Bless has made you feel.
Yeah.
And it's precious. I need to, I still need to share it on social media, but I actually sent it out in a letter today, you know, where she drew herself and her two children. They're all holding hands and a big thank you over the top of their heads. So great. This is what I'm talking about. This right. is changing lives and impacting generations through the power of Bless. This is leaving a huge legacy for the generations to come. And you know, when you give like this, Mary Lynn, you can't mm-hmm. lose. That's why I've been yeah. able to sustain Bless for all this time, because I cannot lose giving a gift like this.
Right. Yeah. It's always reciprocal. It's called
absolutely
being very generous in your business. And the more you give, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, reciprocates, right?
This is so true.
Yeah. 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 So cool. So cool. So I'd love to hear some more stories about, you know, things that, some more stories about people that are being blessed, but how do you find that people, the ones that are always giving, do they ever ask? Have you ever noticed that on your platform?
Yes, you know, they're getting better at it. They're getting better. And I'm even, that's myself included. And I'm even, you know, teaching the Bless Ambassadors. Like, we don't just want to meet needs. Or, you know, I've got ambassadors in third world countries. I have one in Africa. I have one in India. And teaching them to shift their way of thinking where they have so much need. But now they're giving. So it's working in opposite. And I have been able to have success with teaching those, because we have pride. We think that it's a weakness to share a need. This is a lie. We have been taught this by society, and it is wrong. Because when you share, it empowers others to help, because now they know what you have need of. I mean, this is not weakness. This is humanity at its best. I mean, it's really what we're good at. And so we are being successful in both directions of being more transparent, being more human, and really providing this safe place for humanity. They know that they can come on Bless and share a need without judgment, but not without accountability. We want you to use Vouch for Me. We are going to be watching. Are you only sharing needs and getting blessed and not reciprocating? Because I don't want a platform that just enables you to stay the same. Regardless of what level of life you're at, it can always be better. And so that's our goal, is to make every life better by cultivating the culture we're creating on Bless. And that here's the cool, and maybe what you might call a negative thing, but I see it as a real positive thing, because there are people that aren't as happy to hear, we want you to give back. Bye-bye. Because and Bless is for all humanity. But if you don't want your life to be better, then there are plenty of places that you can go and get a handout after handout after handout. That's not what this platform's for. And I've had them leave. And I'm okay with that, because again, we're wanting to build community, build trust, build better lives. And you have to have these measures in place by which to do it. So, I mean, this is an assignment on my life to retrain humanity. I mean, like, who would say yes to that? Who's going to say, sure, I'll teach everyone again how they're supposed to think the right way. But this is what I'm called to do. And by providing this platform for people, it's a powerful, powerful gift.
Yeah, absolutely. And because it's not just giving, you know, you're being holding people accountable, but you're also, it's creating a interprosity, you know, like an inter-exchange of gifts and blessings. So tell me a little bit about how do you become a Bless Ambassador?
Sure. I mean, basically anyone that wants to be a Bless Ambassador can reach out to me. You can find me on Bless itself. I reach out to every new member of Bless directly to let them know I'm there. I invite them to my group on Bless, where I offer tips about how to use the app and provide tutorials, all those good goodies to help you with a new platform that you might not be used to. But you can reach out to me there or via email at TaraE at bless-app.com or on social media. We're on Facebook, you know, all of them. You can find anywhere you find Bless, you're going to find me. And then what you're going to do is just, I'll send you just some information about it. There's a real small Google form to fill out. Basically, it's saying, hey, I want to help spread the word about Bless. I love my community. I love helping people. And I want to help cultivate this culture. I'm willing to use Bless, share it, and repeat that process in my daily life. And, you know, I've always said, for every Bless, for anyone that wants to be a Bless Ambassador, it should be easy for you. This is already the life you're living, right? I mean, like, I can tell with you, you're a chief kindness officer. I mean, that says Bless Ambassador all over it. It's just a matter of if you want to use the technology by which to make it happen. And so it's easy qualifications. There's not a ton of requirements to be one or to participate, because I never want it to be a burden on people. It should always be easy and light. Yeah. And it's that simple. Just reach out. We'll connect about it. I'll share my heart. I'll listen to your heart. And then we'll see if it's a good fit. And that's it. But there will be Bless Ambassadors in every community throughout the world. That will happen, because Bless is going to be so global. Every house will know its name. Every person will have had an experience with it at some point. So we're just getting started.
Of course. And now that you're the third year in, a proof of concept and everything is working. So, and because have you counted how many exchanges have been made yet or no?
Oh, you know what? I haven't kept track. I've never like, give me a count. I mean, yeah. My focus is like daily, like,
yeah,
you know, how can I interact? How can other people interact? But no, I don't. I mean, I could probably easily get a count.
Yeah.
I would love more. I mean, I see already that, you know, the needs, meets and blessings feeds are overflowing with posts in every community. That's my heart.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking for those days because we're not quite there. I mean, it's been all organic growth,
right?
Doing podcasts like this and spreading the word this way. And then people using the app, sharing it, Blessed ambassadors sharing it. So but I think the way we're growing is so important,
right?
Because we've been able to lay this solid foundation, because we're not just building a shack here. We're building a city on a hill. I mean, this is going to be massive. So it takes some groundwork to make sure we've got kinks out and then to add new things. And we've got new things coming up on Bless. I've always had a heart for community resources and providing viable resources for people and actually integrating that into Bless. So that's something that we are working on, that where our goal is to launch that before our third year anniversary. I know it was like, what I said, 2018.
Yeah.
We launched 2019. So
okay. It's
actually 2.5 years. I left corporate in 2018,
okay.
2.5 years or so. So we're coming up on the third year anniversary, March 25th, 2022.
Right.
And my goal is to have community resources integrated into Bless, where people can actually go in there. If they have an organization or a business that offers free services of any kind, mm-hmm. they can submit that information so that other people throughout the world or in their local community can see, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, so-and-so has this personal development course, or they're giving away food or clothes, whatever it might be, so that they have access to that through the app. So that's a big one coming up early in 2022 for our third anniversary. So good things are on the horizon for sure.
Yeah, of course. You know, like everybody needs to know where that information is, right? When you're in crisis, you're crisis mode. You're not thinking outside of yourself, right? But if you have a tool that you can say, oh, wait a minute, let me check Bless. Maybe there's something there.
Yep.
Or I have this need, this, you know, how can I use it, you know, not only to my benefit, but maybe somebody else. Because, you know, it is a coin, right? Kindness is, to me, kindness is like a coin. You have the heads or the tails, you know? So Bless is heads or tails, you know? I'm thinking of a nickel, a Canadian nickel is you know, a head. And then on the back of it is a beaver. So we call it tails, right?
Okay.
So I probably shouldn't use that word anymore. But anyway, so that's, you know, to me, it's one of one coin,
right?
Two sides, right? Just like Bless has a giving side and a receiving
side. And a receiving side.
Side.
You know, it comes full circle. We need both. We need to help others because it's in our nature. If every person would just dig in for a second, they would see, oh my gosh, actually I was meant to help other people in whatever capacity. I mean, you see, we do it when there's any kind of tragic event in our society.
Right.
What happens?
Everybody
we lock arms.
Yeah.
I mean, we lock arms. We pull together all our resources to help each other, regardless of color, politics, religion, anything. All of that goes out the door. We're talking human to human. And this is what we want to make real on a daily basis, that people understand. It doesn't need to be a tragic event for us to come together. This is just called humanity. And we were meant to unite with one another. And that's what Bless is about, bringing people together in their local community and then even beyond, because we're helping people in Africa. We're helping people in India. We're helping people wherever they get on and want to help. You can help. You can help from your bedroom.
Right.
You can change a life without leaving your house through this app, which I think is just so very powerful, especially in the day and hour that we live in, where, you know, so much has gone on in our society. There's no excuses unless you just don't want to do it. And then you might as well just own that, right?
Yeah. We always want to help each other. But I guess, you know, with a lot of scams and stuff like that, too, we still have to be aware of that.
Definitely.
Other than that, you know, if we're just doing neighbor to neighbor things, of course, we all want to help each other. Right.
You know,
that's, I don't know. I was brought up to care for other people. And I think as a rule, we all want to help other people. But I think sometimes we get so rusty that we tend to think, oh, well, what have I got to give? Nothing.
Right.
Right. Like you were saying, that woman that did the drawing for you, like, you know, just to say thank you. Right. Right.
And, you know, it wasn't like people might think, well, that's nothing. That was a big deal. She invested her time. She poured her heart into that thing. And in that moment, if there wasn't any other moment of her day or her week, in that moment, she was thinking about someone else, somebody right. else's feeling, somebody else's need instead yeah. of her own situation.
Right.
And I bet you it was the best part of her week. You know, yeah. I'm telling you, see, this is the power. This is the yeah. power in this and just learning. And I told her, I'm going to stay in touch with you because I want to see her life get better. There's right. there's a way for this to change for people if they're willing right. to take the steps to make those changes. So,
yeah.
I mean, you could tell I'm yeah. fired up about it. I mean, this is my heart, my passion. Yeah. No one has to convince me and no one can talk me out of it because the vision is so real and so big on the inside. It's a matter of time before it manifests because I can see it already.
Yeah. Well, it's manifesting already. You know,
that's true. Yes, it is. Yeah. We're changing lives. We are. Yeah. But I see this big global scale. I mean, I see blessed trucks delivering goods to people to help them and just different. I see blessed supply houses. So we got much more to do. This is, yeah. what, you know, will keep me up at night, but I'm happy with where we're at, but that's what I'm looking toward is all of what's burning on the inside.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Really awesome. Really look forward to staying in touch with you and you can keep sharing what's happening with you. And I'll definitely share the app because to me, it's like you were saying, blessed delivering trucks. And I'm going, okay, then we have kindness, you know, is also yes. delivering that, you know, the yeah, kindness I mean, of that's people, what
it, can you
the
imagine,
kindness of people delivering, right?
Yeah. You see a blessed truck pull up to your house. What does that mean to you? That means relief. That yeah. means that a hard moment just became easier for you. Something that was heavy is now light because right. bless is here. That's yeah. what that's what my whole heart is in this. And so you see why it has to be this free gift, no strings yeah. attached. It shocks people. They're just like, they don't understand. You don't need to understand. Just yeah. receive it, use it and be a benefit to other people and get a benefit yourself. And just watch, right. watch what happens through this. Because like I said before, I just can't lose with it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's been exciting. And I really look forward to hearing what's new, exciting stuff happening for you. Tara, I know that you're going to do really, really, really well with this. And so I'm going to bless you and ask you if there's any final things that you would like to share or tell people about before we close off.
Sure. Just real quick. I do want to just quickly announce my second heart project called the Blessed Life Architect. And this is a whole new way of changing people's lives. Okay. Where I'm offering a free mini blueprint. Why on earth am I on earth? People needed to know that. That's what took me, figuring out my why is what caused me to pivot to my passion. Right. So there's that. And then the 4-week master plan called Pivot to Passion. I have just launched these depending on when you're hearing this. But this is an exciting opportunity for anybody who knows there's more. You know, there's more for you. You know that no matter what position you're in, you're hungry for more, but you need to figure out what it is and you need some help doing it. That's yeah. what the Blessed Life Architect is all about, building fulfilled lives drafted through passion.
Awesome.
Thank you, Mary Lynn.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Tara. And in closing, I'll just say thank you, everybody, for listening in and tuning in and downloading your Bless app. And I encourage you to do so. It's available on Apple and Google. And get started. Start using it. And thank you again. And be kind to each other. That's all we have. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.